Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This ain't a Sunday morning song. This is a Saturday night song.
Yeah, this one of them songs. This song have a breakdown?
This song have a breakdown?
Can you break it down? And you just got to talk to the ladies. Let me talk to you.
This is a Saturday night.
I'm a Scorpio.
In your slippers and pajamas kind of song.
Yeah, but that's all right. Yeah. I like going for long walks. you have to break it down, right?
Well, sit there, you old dude, shut up. Just get on. Sports Radio 92.90 game.com.
Morning.
Y'all don't know nothing about that. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 30th day of March. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all helping anyone. Out there in Austell.
Out in Austell. Okay, now.
Here the Jim Mar whatever.
I don't know West
Park.
Side.
I forgot what that's called.
There we go.
And coming up, next segment, yeah, because Tim will be here.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how I was screamed at.
Okay.
Last week.
All right.
The week before I told you how I was prayed for, last week I got screamed at.
You were one extreme to the other.
I can tell you how it happened. But we have a special conversation I'm looking forward to getting into here.
We are. We're going to jump right into it now because, as promised, we can talk with the two basketball coaches at Campbell High School. Much has been made of what's happened in recent weeks. A sudden dismissal of the coaches for basketball coaches there, the boys coach James Gwynn and the girls coach Randy McClure. And we thought we'd invite them on this morning just to talk about the situation and the response that they received. We're going to start up with Coach James Gwynn. For many years, the coach of the boys' teams at Campbell. Coach Gwynn, good morning.
Morning, Coach.
How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm very fine. Thank you.
This happens all of a sudden after a season, another winning season for you and your team. You've been there for many years. Your name is on the building there, the gymnasium. How surprised were you when this happened?
Well, to be honest with you, I was very surprised. Almost shocked. We certainly didn't expect it. Didn't have any lead up to the possibility that it was going to happen. So, you know, we were called into a meeting and they gave us the news. So we were pretty shocked.
Wow. Then the reasoning was, I think, what, allocation or something, a number of people that get to stay at the school. And how did they go by the process of saying that you and Coach McClure would not be continued?
Well, basically, we were just told that our staff contracts during the day were not going to be renewed, and therefore, we wouldn't be able to coach next year. There really wasn't a whole lot of talk about basketball. We were told it was allotment related, and since there were no positions for us in the building during the day, that we weren't going to be able to coach. And It was a pretty quick meeting.
Wow. But that's something that took on a life of its own. A lot of support, a groundswell of support for you in meetings since that time. And so some fact-finding is going on now by the county school board. But how does it make you feel to have people react this way?
Well, the feeling was really overwhelming because somebody started a petition which had over 4,000 signatures, which that's certainly surprising. And then the movement to the gathering at the school board meeting, which was last Thursday, was huge. And that just kind of told us that we've been doing something right over the years, and there were people that were appreciative of how we've been treating the kids and how we've been representing the community. And that's something that the number of people and the calls just to reach out and the support at the board meeting and the support we've just had in general from the community it's just been something we'll always be appreciative of. You know, just throughout this process, people said, hey, we support you guys and support how you guys have treating the children and how y'all have just been good for the school and the community. We've been committed there.
Thoughts about this, though? Would you want to stay considering this happen? I think this is what a lot of people want to say. Would you want to stay and be reinstated, or would you want to move on somewhere else after having this happen?
Well, I want to stay mainly because this is just what I like to do. This is my calling. This has been my passion. I just would like to continue to have a child to do what I feel like this is what I'm called to do, is just coach kids and teach at the school and be an impact in the community. So if there's a chance to do that, continue to do that, I would welcome that opportunity because that's, you know, at this point in my career, I think we've shown, both myself and Coach McClure have shown, we want to be at Campbell and we want to finish our careers at Campbell. That's what we have shown based on our time there. Myself, 30 years, Coach McClure, 39 years. So we've never had a feeling that we were both going to move on from Campbell. We feel like we're very comfortable there, and we've accomplished a lot there. So, if I have a chance to do that, then that's something that I'd like to do.
Well, we're going to talk with Coach McClure just a moment, but you got some support from another section of town. Previously, you coached at North Clayton, and someone that a lot of people know was one of your players, and you've heard from him, right?
We talked about a week and a half ago. I call him James. He's two James. That's a former player. Matter of fact, he was on a state championship team with us down at North Clayton, and being there for 9 years, and he was. We had a conversation, and he actually put something on his Instagram page. And that also got a lot of feedback from a lot of the supporters at Campbell. So I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, fantastic. Coach Gwynn, we appreciate you spending some time. We're going to get with Coach McClure, who is en route from another part of the state, but would join us this morning. Coach McClure, you're on with Sam and Greg. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Coach.
How are you?
Good morning.
And how are you through this process that kind of really surprised the two of you? What are your thoughts on what has happened so far?
Well, like Coach Gwynn, I was a little bit shocked. I'm better today, I guess, farther away from it, through some prayer. That's one staple in my life. His and my life, we both are family men and believers, and that's helped. To say that we were shocked would be putting it mildly. Disappointed, felt betrayed because I, in one way, unlike Coach Gwynn, I've only worked at Campbell High School all 39 years, and you don't usually have that. I've had opportunities to go coach other teams, even boys teams, but I've chosen to stay at Campbell. So I was a little bit shocked, and the way it was presented to us was as if it didn't have anything to do with basketball. So it was kind of strange because I've served as a science department head at Campbell for over 25 years, so I'm real familiar with allotments and departments and how it works. And what has to happen to, you know, to accommodate the students, to make sure you got enough teachers but not too many. And so I'm very familiar with that process. And the way it was presented to us was a little bit different from the way that normally works.
Yeah, you just coached your team to a record of 23-5. A record of 23-5, and you,
that gets you a raise usually.
You know what I mean? That's the thing I'm thinking about, the season that you had. But thoughts about the way the community has really rallied around you and Coach Gwynn, and how that has made you feel?
Yeah, no, that's a saving grace. The Smyrna community is a tight community, and, you know, I'm actually coaching kids or people that play for me. Four of my assistant coaches this year and for the last several years all played for me. One, her daughter was a point guard. She had another daughter that played for me in college, and I say all that because I've been hearing from people that, you know, my first teams I coached was in 1986, which is crazy now to think about that. When I came, I was a 23-year-old, and I'm 62 now. That's scary for me to even say that.
You're the same age as Hammer. Like
but I don't have any of those pants either. I am just fortunate to be able to be in a place like that. The community's really embraced us. And when I saw the outpouring of the crowd, I chose not to attend the board meeting because I really didn't want this. I really wanted to be playing in summer practice. But I did watch it, and just to see, and I know my youngest daughter, spoke. She played for me. I have three daughters. They all played for me at Campbell. My son, Randy Jr., plays with the Harlem Globetrotters, so he's in France right now. I talk with him all the time. Yeah. So if you ever go on and look up Crash with the Harlem Globetrotters, you'll see Randy McClure Jr. So he's a Campbell graduate as well, played for Coach Gwynn. I mean, so we have a lot of ties, and obviously they were all upset, and the members of the community have just reached out in ways that I could not have imagined. And we don't do it for that. We do it because, like Coach Gwynn said, for me, it's a calling. I don't feel like I've worked in 39 years because I'm doing what I believed I was born to do. I was a pre-med major at Morehouse, and I was going to teach for 1 year just to see what it was like. And I never went back to take the MCAT and never went back to that. I felt like I was doing what I was born to do, and I felt like that the entire time. So I wanted to be a doctor, and I have students now who are doctors, who are nurses, who are vets, and so I'm all perfectly happy with what has taken place in my life.
Man, them people, them folks messed up. They upset a Morehouse man. You know you ain't supposed to do that. Even I know that, and I'm from Chicago. So.
Coach McClure, what do you hope comes of this?
I mean, that's the thing.
I know the county board is looking into it and want to reveal their findings, and that is still ongoing. But what do you hope results?
What's next?
Yeah, I hope that it can be fixed and it can be repaired. We were already in the process of planning for, like, you know, if you want to be competitive, it doesn't start in the season. It's a year-round commitment. So I had already spoken to the upcoming eighth-grade class, and you said 23-5. This was a rather young team that was 23-5. So the expectation was going to be even more for us. But we have a really, really talented group of eighth-grade players coming in, probably one of the best, if not the best, that I've ever had. And that's saying a lot. We've had kids at Florida State, at Air Force Academy, at George Washington, I mean, all over the place because we try to run a year-round program. So I'm hoping that it can be repaired and fixed and that we move on. But it, no matter what happens, I want the kids at Campbell to do well. I want the Campbell community to move on and have a great season and a great relationship with the school. One of the things that's always been a big staple, the mayors of Smyrna always invite the faculty from Campbell High School over for a meal at the beginning of the year. It's a really unique situation. Even though the school board is from Cobb County, the mayor, they always talk about Campbell being our school, and they back that up by how they support us in so many activities. So I just want, because I am a Campbell person, I want Campbell to be well. I'm really sorry that I'm and Coach Gwynn or either one of us are a cause of having to have some press that's bad, but we did not want this. We want our school to continue winning, and you're right. Usually when you win, you're thinking that things are going to be well, and we were region champions last year, region runner-ups the year before, region champions the year before that. We've been, you know, in the region championship for like 13 years straight, and so one of the things we were told that we're going to go in a different direction, and I was kind of confused by that, but I want Campbell to do well. This is my bottom line answer on that.
Yeah, see what he's doing?
Yeah.
What's my phrase? The air smells sweeter on the high road.
Yeah. Yeah, but, getting so much support.
Yes, he is.
Coach McClure, we appreciate you and Coach Gwynn spending some time with us this morning. We're going to keep an ear to the ground and see what the findings produce, and hopefully the meetings are able to be rectified and cleared up. And your name's on the building.
Really. So, I can't forget about you. That's right. So yep.
We hope. Well, we appreciate you, both of you, spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. I mean,
yeah.
The collateral damage for something like this, I don't know. We're going to wait. We're going to see what happens. But at the end of the day, I think enough people have heard about this where these guys will be fine. But I wanted to give him a chance to, you know, we ran out of time here, but I'm sure there's some other folks they'd like to thank.
Yeah.
You know, they mentioned the kids and all that. But anyway, I want to thank Coach McClure and Coach Gwynn for joining us this morning. You ready for that scallywag, Tim?
Everybody's brackets are messed up.
Let's blame it on him. That is up next. It is Tim Scarborough joining us. Getting back to tournament talk. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 30th day of March. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. I'm not even gonna mess with them.
You know,
I'm just going. No,
what?
I don't play no games.
Oh, come
with
on,
them.
Come on now.
I just, you know, I said I was gonna mention how I got screamed at, but I got to save that to the next segment because we have a guest here now.
Okay, all right.
And I also want to pass on something serious.
Mm-hmm.
We got a message, you know, a little release from various fire departments around the area. People reach out to us, let us know about things going on in the area. And something happened last week that it actually reminded me of a Christmas present that I gave somebody. And I'll tie it all together. I'll come up next segment. But I want to welcome Tim Scarborough this morning.
Yep.
I don't know if he's traveling. I don't know where he is. If you're calling stuff with Charlie Neal, wherever he is, we always welcome him. And I'm going to take the high road this morning and just say, I hope you had a good week, man.
Come on, Greg. I was waiting for you to buy
it. I know you were. That's why. This is called a rope-a-dope.
Yeah, I get it. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you doing, and how are your brackets holding up?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, brackets are done, I'm suffering from allergies because, you know, we got hay fever and everything going around. I think they said the pollen count in Georgia is the highest it's ever been. I'm like, why did I move to Georgia?
See, this is how I got them.
Right? Right.
He don't know what I'm on. I suffer worse than anybody, but I'm cool right now because I got my steroids.
You got to share.
And then you got me sharing no drugs, man.
He can hit a baseball. He can hit a baseball 500 feet.
Yeah, I can. But anyway, I hope that you breathe easier moving forward.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the way these games are going, both in the men's and women's brackets, man, it is nutty how this might be the first year of chalk on both sides, meaning the number one seeds, all eight of them, could be in the Final Four, the way it's going. And it was interesting because the trending for the SEC was that we had a chance to get four SEC teams in the Final Four, but then Duke had something to say about that yesterday. But, man, there's some NBA-level shot-making going on this past week in the NCAA tournament, man. It has been great.
I want to get your thoughts on something, and it's sort of been played out right in front of us. As Auburn is ready to take on Michigan State this afternoon, the wins by Michigan State have produced tears upon tears for Tom Izzo, talking about the state of college basketball and college sports, period. Is what we're watching another one of the dominoes fall? You know, over the last few years, it's been everybody from Coach K, Roy Williams, these all-time greats, if you will, have stepped aside because whether it's NIL or whatever is pushing these guys off to the sidelines, into the broadcast booth. And watching Tom Izzo bring his team to where they are right now, from your observation, what are you seeing in him and how he's coaching his team? And how much longer you feel like he's going to be there on the sidelines at Michigan State?
Yeah, all great stuff, man. I mean, the coaching carousel has been interesting for the past few years. Some of it has been age, but some of it, you're right, it's been the transfer portal and NIL. I'd say more so the transfer portal, because the reality is the money has always been there. But it was just under the table. Now it's out in the open. But the transfer portal, because basically what you have is 100% free agency. You know, imagine if the NFL at the end of the year, everybody was a free agent. You'd have chaos. So that's kind of what you have with the NCAA in both football and basketball right now. But to answer your question about the coaches, I mean, you're right. You know, Tony Bennett, Jay Wright, a couple of younger guys walked away. Coach K, Roy Williams, older, Jim Calhoun, Jim Boeheim, older guys, so you kind of expected that. And Jim Larranaga, of course, and I believe Leonard Hamilton as well.
Right,
well, you know,
right.
Guys in that mid,
that's a long list.
Yeah, that's a long list.
That list keeps getting longer, right?
You know? It's growing. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about the coaches. I'm like, man, okay, what about him? Oh, he's gone. What about him? He's gone. So, but yeah, but there's a new crop of guys coming through, man. So it's going, you know, the game's not going to lose itself. But Tom Izzo and Bill Self are probably, actually Rick Pitino too, and Calipari. But Self and the Michigan State's Tom Izzo in particular are some of the two of the last guys from that era. And how long Coach Izzo can go? I don't know. I mean, he's got to be feeling it a little bit, man, because it's stressful. But for some reason in March, his teams played their best basketball almost every year. You know, they had that one year where they were a two seed and lost to Middle Tennessee a few years back. But for the most part, man, they rarely lose to a seed lower than them. When they get beat in the tournament, it's because they went up against a powerhouse, an eventual champion. I mean, they are a tough out, and they will be a tough out again this weekend.
Yep. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Tim Scarborough. Always joins us to talk college basketball. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. You talk about coaches and the fact that the two games that remain today in the tournament are some coaches who've been with us for a while and some that, you know, we will rarely get to this level. We'll talk about the other game that has Houston against Tennessee. Those are two great coaches as well, and obviously what Bruce Pearl has done at Auburn. So we are seeing some of the coaches, and we always thought at tournament time it's the coaches sometimes that make the difference. It's what people know. But there's some players who have distinguished themselves as well. Thoughts about what we get to see, you know, with these coaches that we're going to watch in these games coming up today?
Yeah, I mean, Kelvin Sampson, one of the best coaches, period, around. I'd like to see Kelvin get a national championship.
What'd I say?
Kind of steal his – so you see, Greg, you and I think
like that. Yeah, I literally mentioned that earlier in the show.
Wow.
Yeah. He needs that.
No, Kelvin Sampson, he's the guy. And he's had some teams that come close. They've been to some Final Fours. And remember, they were playing out of the American Athletic Conference when he was doing those things, which, you know, that wasn't a power conference. So now he's in the Big 12, and he's in there for 2 years, and he's won the Big 12 twice. And now he's got a team that can do it, because in the past, his teams have run out of gas at the offensive end. But now, man, they got shooters all around, and they still play that intense Kelvin Sampson defense. So they got a chance, man. I mean, but, you know, they got their work cut out for them today. Tennessee, Rick Barnes, you know, Rick Barnes, another darling,
right,
has never won.
Absolutely.
Won the national championship. So,
right.
You know, there's a lot of subplots and some very interesting stories. I can't wait to get down to the Final Four next weekend and see it all in person.
This is the first tournament I can remember in my lifetime that was fully for basketball fans. Because of where we are right now in 2025, this story will be completely forgettable for those who aren't basketball fans, because there's no Cinderella. It's not brought any of the people on the periphery like we normally do, LaFair, Dickinson, or all. You pick the team that has captivated the people who are the relatives or friends of that basketball fan in their family or whatever. Hey, who's these guys? Oh, I like their uniform. What? They're the Cinderellas this year. But because they aren't, that's just my thought. What are your thoughts?
There's been FAUs and San Diego State.
Yes.
You know, Butler. Yep. VCU, George Mason, well documented. But, yeah, there's none of that this year. And I think that is missing because those stories are intriguing. But I tell you what, Greg, or Sam, can you name a player that played on one of those teams?
No, absolutely not. Well, hang on a second.
Right.
Where did Morrison play?
Oh, that's Gonzaga.
Oh, Adam Morrison. That's Gonzaga, though.
No. Okay,
and back when Adam Morrison played, Gonzaga was that story.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
So they're no longer that story.
Yeah.
Gonzaga is a major. I know they play in the West Coast Conference, mm-hmm. but they're a major program.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're kind of the exception to the rule. But, yeah, it's more about those programs, those stories, and just, you know, overcoming. But I'll tell you what, if you're watching the games closely this year, there's some FAU players on these other teams. Black
right.
Golden, the center for Michigan, he left with his coach, Dusty May. When Dusty May got
right.
the job, he took the big center with him. And Elijah Martin, who I think is probably the second best player on Florida because Clayton Jr. is just incredible. The shot he was hitting at the end of the game yesterday. But Elijah Martin also played for FAU on that Final Four team. So, yeah, but there's a lot of subplots and stories still to be told. It's going to be told from more of an elite level with the Dukes and the Floridas in the Final Four, but it's still compelling to me. But, of course, this is what I do for a living. So,
hey, you want to remind us.
He's letting us know.
Yeah, spending some time with Tim Scarborough. I want to talk the women's tournament just briefly because we got a matchup coming up tomorrow night. That's not what we had hoped to see. Southern Cal is going to play UConn tomorrow night. And, oh, my goodness, what it would have been like to have had Juju Watkins going up against Paige Beckers. We're not going to get to see that tremendous showdown. But still, your thoughts about that particular matchup and what we saw from Paige Buckets yesterday. She just went off.
40 points. How hard it is to score 40 for Gino Auriemma? It's like Michael Jordan trying to score for Dean Smith, man. It's just, those guys are more about their team than those individuals. Of course, Gino has coached some of the most amazing players ever to play women's basketball. And Paige Beckers, she's right up there with some of the best who ever did it for Duke. And to do that on that stage, man, that's really tough. But, UConn's a 2-seed. So, and now they get to play USC, who's the 1. But it's a wounded 1-seed, so to speak, because Juju Watkins got hurt in the round of 32. And that's unfortunate because, to me, Juju's the best player in the country. I know Hannah Hidalgo and Paige Becker, some of those girls have something to say about that. But to me, for my money, Juju is it because of how she plays. 6'1" guard. And, she does everything at both ends. So it was unfortunate she went down. But having said that, USC has other freshmen on their team that have stepped up and knocked down shots for them the other day. So I suspect, though, Gino is on a mission. Remember, UConn beat the other USC, South Carolina, the national champions, defending national champions, Dawn Staley, they beat them on their floor by 22 points.
Yeah.
Nobody does that to them. Nobody.
Right.
So they've got that in them. So the fact that Paige can explode like that, they got Sarah Strong in the middle, AZ Fudd, who is her mom is Katie Smirker Duffy, who played in the Olympics, and her dad is Tim Fudd, actually a good friend of mine. So AZ Fudd is – she's been injured her entire career, but coming out of high school, AZ was on the same level as Paige Becker. So he's got some things up his sleeve. So TCU may have something to say about it, though.
Yeah.
It was Van Wilson. I mean, golly, man, she is playing some ball right now. So, it's going to be interesting, though. It'll probably be pretty chalky on that side, too, on the women's side, though, when it's all said and done.
Well, that is Tim Scarborough. We're going to talk to Tim next week again. Now,
yeah,
between now and then,
mm-hmm.
you got to promise, if you haven't already, you're going to check out We Beat the Dream Team. This is perfect timing for this. You know about this?
No, I do not.
Documentary, my man, you got to check this out.
Oh, I do, yeah.
The documentary, Grant Hill is behind it, but it is about that college team that beat the Dream Team that Chuck Daly put out. Yeah, you remember, you know the story. But
yeah, I know the story.
They got some of the principals here that are a part of this documentary, including they go through the whole thing of doing it, and then Grant Hill, of course, ex-Dukie, puts his coach on the hot seat, and that was Krzyzewski who threw cold water on that win afterwards. If you've seen the 2012 documentary where they all were all over the moon because they beat him, Coach K came out and said, nah, this is what happened. So if you don't know that, I'm not going to say anything more. But Grant Hill puts him in the hot seat. Pardon?
spoiler alert.
Yeah, but you got to hear what he says and all that. So, again, it's on Max right now. We beat the Dream Team. Perfect timing during the tournament, man. Hey, listen, enjoy the rest of your day. Get some kind of something to help you with the pollen, and we will talk to you next week, Tim.
Yes, sir. I'll be talking to you from sunny San Antonio next week for the Final Four.
So. Fantastic. Fantastic.
All right. I'm going to be nice to you next week, too.
Yes, sir. Of course. Always.
Talk to you later, buddy. Thanks. Yeah. We're going to wrap things up and turn to Grant McCauley. I haven't had Grant follow us up here.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to join us next, coming up top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. This kind of song that brings me on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. I want to thank you guys again for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings, 30th day of March. We'll be back next week. A couple things. I wanted to really mention this again because we hadn't, and it's timely and topical, the documentary, We Beat the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
For those, I don't even want to say what age, but if you're not familiar with the story, Chuck Daly, Coach K, P.J. Carlissimo, our own Lenny Wilk. Was he still with the Hawks when they coached them, or was he somewhere else?
I think he's still here.
Lenny was still with the Hawks then? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Lenny Wilkins. They were the assistants to Chuck Daly, said, for the Dream Team, the 92 Olympic team. And as they prepped for that, the Chuck and his coaching staff, oh, and Roy Williams, I believe, was a part of that too, got together a group of the top college players then to take on the Dream Team. And, you know, it's been well chronicled. They had the 2012 documentary about that. Well, anyway, they beat them, but never really got the credit in the minds of those players.
Yeah.
Leading by Grant, starting with Grant Hill. So they put together this documentary, and it started, I think, last week. But you got Grant Hill, you got Jamal Mashburn, Penny Hardaway, Chris Webber, Allen Houston, Bobby Hurley, Rodney Rogers, who's going through some stuff. They're all a part of it. But then they also got some of the young guys. Anthony Edwards is in there. They got Tyrese Halliburton's in there. And of course, from the Dream Team, Barkley, you heard from him. Larry Bird, you heard from him. And some of the people who were part of that whole broadcast. I think Costas was there and Steve Kerr. He talks from a position of being the coach of an Olympic team. So anyway, it's a good watch. It really is. But if you have, it's on Max. To me, the best part was Grant Hill trying to get the last word in by putting Coach K in the seat and putting the bright light on him.
Right.
And go, what do you mean Chuck Daly threw the game? And coach kind of changes a little bit. So you might want to check that out.
Yep. Well, that's what's coming up. Watch for that today. Braves are out west. San Diego trying to get some runs and trying to get a win.
Man, please, really?
Yeah.
But this San Diego team ain't nothing to snore at. Because
not at all.
They ain't scared of nobody. And if they're healthy, Dodgers got something to worry about.
They will be.
They got something to worry about. If the Padres stay healthy and get some pitching,
yep.
You know, forget about it.
Braves going to have A.J. Smith-Schauber is going to get start today, and Grant McCauley is coming right after us, and he will break down everything as far as the Braves and the start of their season for
you
as
Diamond.
Well. Absolutely. That is coming up next. Also, remind everybody that Atlanta Vibe is playing today at 3 o'clock. They're playing up the Georgia State Convocation Center. They're on a winning streak, and they're playing because there are volleyball players in town. The Big South qualifiers at the Georgia World Congress Center. A lot of club volleyball players in town competing, but also a showcase for the college scouts. So a lot of them, once they finish their matches, before they take off and head for home, they will probably go over and catch the Vibe playing at 3 o'clock today. That is going on here in town.
Where do you think large groups of high school women would want to go when they don't have to prep for whatever they're doing next year in town? Like, where would you...
Well, they're
advise
right,
them.
It's right there. It's right outside the door of the Georgia World Congress Center. They got the pick. They got the World of Coke. They got the, you know, the,
yeah. But
they
those
got
the aquarium. You're going to go to those the first couple of days. I'm saying, okay. Where else? Like, if you got to rent a bus or something like that, where would you want them?
I don't know. You want to get a bus to go?
to go. because, no, I'm saying because, if you're going to take a little trip. How long they been here? They got here what?
They probably
Thursday, Friday.
They got here Thursday. Most of them probably got in town Thursday.
King Center.
Possibly. You know. Possibly.
Carter Center.
They possibly, but I mean, I don't know how far out of town they want to get because they, I mean, it would have to be once they're done playing.
Okay.
And once they're done playing, it's probably evening. I mean, this is a business trip.
Yeah.
We're trying to get scholarship. We're trying to get free college, Greg.
So when we're done, we're going to go to Six Flags.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Well, that night, but I mean, if you got to compete the next day.
No, I'm saying when you said it's done. When they're done.
Once they're done.
Okay, so the next day we're going to finish, and the next day we're all going to Six Flags, and then we're going to drive home. Boom. Maybe. If I'm a coach, that's what I'm teasing them with.
Maybe. Well,
I mean, give them an incentive, man.
They incentive. That's
you ain't played no team sports. You got to give incentives to these players.
These incentives, they playing in front of these college coaches, Greg.
That's part of it too. That's part of it. Is there ever enough for kids? No. Because you got to give more, and that's fine. I got no problem with that. If I got Six Flags around the corner, and you know they see it coming in, okay, you guys perform really well. We're going to Six Flags, and Six Flags work out a deal with everybody. Your winning team or whoever does, y'all can come here for half price.
Business trip.
That's business right there.
Nah, these folks.
That's business.
These folks on a business trip, man.
Well, you too. You ain't coaching my team. I'm going to get some fun coaches around with me. You ain't coaching
them. your team probably wouldn't make it
to this event. My team's going to win. And when my team win, we're going to be sitting there having them big lollipops and them turkey bones at Six Flags.
And y'all wouldn't be at this event. y'all wouldn't make it through the front door down
there. Get out of here. Stop it. You ain't no fun. Sam McGregor, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Yep.
Ralph Pierre Lecoq.
Okay.
I did this one for you.
Okay.
It's been his birthday today. You have no idea who I'm talking about, but you do know him.
Okay.
That's his real name. Ralph Pierre Lecoq.
And somebody French.
No, it is not. He might be, but we don't know him as that.
Okay.
Hollywood Squares. That's Peter Marshall.
Oh.
That's his real name. That's his birthday today. So, also, listen, we want to apologize. We wish we could have had some tickets to give you guys. But really, of all the events that took place yesterday, I think the one that was the most white-hot anticipated was the Savannah Bananas.
Yep. Absolutely.
I had people calling me, asking me if I could get tickets. I didn't have that for the Super Bowl. I didn't have that for the Final Four, the national championship game here. None of that. Savannah Bananas coming to town. I got people. Because this is a family thing.
It is. And it's just a phenomenon that has just caught fire and everybody wants to see it. You know,
they had to shut it down for a little bit during the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had popped before then. Because I remember the story they did on them on Real Sports. And like I said, it started to take off then everything had to shut down for a little while. But now they are, as far as sports, traveling team.
Mm-hmm.
They have now replaced the Harlem Globetrotters.
I don't know if they replaced the Globetrotters.
No, as far as the most popular.
What's popular, but I mean, they give it something in a different setting. They give it to you with baseball.
I'm saying the Harlem Globetrotters were the only traveling sports team that everybody, you know, marked on the calendar. They're going to be here at whatever the arena, and now I think the Savannah Bananas are that team.
A big time attraction. And the thing was that they went from like minor league ballparks.
Right.
They're playing the big places.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
What was it that I saw that made me think?
They actually played a football stadium, I think, about a couple of weeks ago.
Which one?
I forget which one, but I think they actually played a football stadium. They put baseball diamond on it and they played in it. So
all right. Before we have more fun, I want to get this serious message out because we've talked about this on a regular basis. You know that we reach out and we hear from different municipalities on a regular basis, whether it's folks from the police stations, sheriff's departments, fire departments. We hear from the folks out in Paulding County on a regular basis there, and Chief Brandon. We talk about them and Steve Mapes he's the one who puts out the press releases. They had a bad situation up in Paulding County, and they had an emergency call and went out to a home where there was a cooking accident.
Mm.
I'm not going to get into deep details here, but the message I will give to you in a second, but they wanted me to pass that on, that make sure that you not just have, but have working fire extinguishers in your home.
Yeah.
This call that they got, went out to the home, young mother, 2-year-old kid, got burned severely, took them to separate hospitals. They're still being treated, but it was access to a fire extinguisher. They could have made this maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
So the fire departments, and I don't think just Pauline, I think all of them want us, when we can, to pass on that message. Make sure they're working. Make sure you can get to them. In some cases, know where they are. There's some folks don't even know where the fire extinguisher is in the house. And I bought one of these for Kyle. Christmas. I don't care nothing about it. This ain't not a fun gift. I said, dude, you ain't got it in your house.
Yep.
You need to have one of these.
Need it.
And he lives with his sister, and his sister's like, I don't know where the other one is. You know what I mean? And there's, it's just one of those things that you don't think about until you need it, and then it's too late.
Yep.
So if we take 45 seconds, a minute out to tell you this and pass this on, please listen. Because like we've said all the time, Sam and I ain't got no time going to hospitals visiting y'all.
Yeah.
We would do it, but we don't have time for it. So
we prefer not.
Do as I like to say, some of the easy stuff. And again, I want to thank Steve Mapes out there at Paulding County for passing that message on. But again, it's about fire extinguishers. Folks, make sure you got them in your home. All right. Yep.
Raymond James Stadium. Last week, Savannah Bananas played at the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I bet you too.
I wonder if they fired off that cannon they always get when the team gets in the red zone for football down there. I wonder if they, that would be something. Boom.
You know what I thought of when you said that? Did you ever pay off your debt to the underboss? You and I made a bet when Sean was here running things and when they had the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. And it was the Brady one. It was when Tom Brady, okay? So I said, I bet that every time Tampa Bay scored a touchdown, they'd fire that cannon off. And y'all told me that they wouldn't because it was the Super Bowl and they had to show, you know, they couldn't show favoritism to one of the teams, even though it was their home stadium.
Right.
And I absolutely believed that they would do that. Well, they didn't. So I had to pay Sean off. You didn't pay Sean off. I had to go buy him a whole bunch of, you know, stuff from Wingstop.
Really?
And I got the picture. You don't remember the picture of us downstairs?
No.
Colony Square. I'm giving him the bag because I lost that bet. But I was thinking, why would you not blow the cannon off? It's their home stadium. They've earned the right to play in there.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Jones would do that, whatever special they got there at his place, if the Cowboys were ever there while he was still alive.
I could see him not doing that, though.
Okay. Well, I see now, but then that was a bet. But you reminded me of that. I was like, Sam never paid off his debt.
Yeah, they have to give him a call and say, hey, man.
Yeah.
It seems I owe you some wings.
Yeah, you can give him a call tonight because the Hawks are playing Milwaukee. That's where he's up. There you go. He's up there, right?
Right.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we talk about what's coming up top of the hour, gives us a second to finish this show, talking about what's going on out there in San Diego. It's the first time we've had Grant McCauley follow us from the Diamond. He'll be back in his usual spot later on in the day on Sunday, but we got a special Grant McCauley show coming up here next. Your thoughts on this Braves team? Realize it's early in the season.
It is.
Ain't got Ronald Acuna back yet, you know, and all of that, but how you feel? I like the fact of getting this West Coast trip out of the way.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a long one, but since we play everybody, you know, they obviously will be back, but you like to see these get them over with early.
Yep. I mean, get them over with, but also you want to get a win, and that's the thing. You want to get that first win, and so maybe they get it today with this game. Like I said, A.J. Smith-Schauber is going to be pitching. He's one of the young arms that they're looking to really solidify his role in the starting rotation. He showed us enough last season, had a strong spring. Let's see if he can go out and have a good effort, and the bats produce some runs. That's what we're hoping for tonight.
All right. Also, listen, I think I speak for everybody here, Noel and you, in saying congratulations. This is our first time having the opportunity. Big Tigger.
Yeah.
Got himself a little Tigger.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him. What, 7 pounds? Greg. 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
Congratulations, Pops.
Yeah. So Big Tigger down there, V103, Daddy. All right. The rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Noel, have yourself a big day, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Stay out to pollen.
Do my best.
We'll be back here next week. Grant McCauley's up next from the Diamond. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey.